Hello, everyone. I am so sorry about that. Hello, everyone. I'm so sorry that I am a few minutes late today. I was a little bit distracted by something, but I'm here now. I'm getting out my cards. Let's see. I have my Mudra deck, Soul's Journey deck, my Indigo deck, and then the Romance deck. And I will be taking a caller in just a minute here. One second. Okay, the first caller calling from 917 area code.
Hello.
Hi. Hi,
happy
calling for reading.
Yes, thank you for having your show today.
Okay, you're welcome, and thank you for being here. What is your question?
I would like to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Robert.
And what is Sierra Heifer? Thank you. Okay, what do you want to know specifically?
Just what our spirit wants us to know moving forward.
If he's going to move forward with him?
No, I'm just saying what spirit, what does he have planned for us?
Okay, one second.
Thank you.
Okay, so does this feel like it's, do you guys have, a really good connection with each other?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so I feel, the cards are telling me, it says calling on your soulmate, so I feel that this person, this man is a really good match for you. That's just the past card, though, or for recent past, so that's just confirming that, and then the second one says honeymoon, so that's just telling me to just enjoy the bliss of holiday time together. Just meaning enjoy time together and don't really worry about the outcome, you know?
Yes.
So just live in the moment with him. And the third card says worth waiting for. Divine timing is at work in your love life. So, whatever it is, are you waiting for commitment?
Just to move forward more. But you're right. I can wait. It's fine. It's a really sweet vote.
Yeah, it says, the cards are saying that it's that he's worth waiting for. So just be patient with him and, that's basically it. Just be patient with him and he'll come around.
Oh, great!
Yeah. All right. Well, I am going to take the next caller. Thank you for calling, and I will put you on to listen to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, the next caller is calling from the 305 area code.
Hello.
Hi. Are you
Hi,
calling
how
in
are
for
you?
A reading today? What's your name?
Eduardo.
Eduardo. Okay, yeah. So what is your question?
I want to get a general reading, whatever comes through.
I don't really do general readings, but...
maybe...
Well, I guess I could do it. Yeah, I could do it.
Okay, cool.
Let's see. Okay, so I'm just getting my deck out real quick. Okay. So this is more for you personally. I got out my mudras deck. It's for awakening the energy body. They're hand symbols, or, well, you can't see them, of course, right now, but I'll just tell you what they say. The first one says reassurance. So to reassure you that, you know, the struggles you're going through, that things are going to be okay. And that the middle one says self-trust. So that's telling me that in this situation that you need to trust yourself. And I feel like it might have something to do with okay, well, I'll just read the third card. The third card says sacral chakra, and that is like your center for creativity. Do you feel like you've been, like you're able to express yourself creatively?
Yeah, actually, I'm working on that, absolutely.
Telling you to trust yourself in that area.
Okay.
And things will fall into place. So that is what I got for you. Do you need any clarification on anything?
Things will fall into place. What about forget about parenthood? You know, my wife and I are trying to conceive. Parenthood. What do you get about my wife and I are trying to conceive?
Yep, that's the sacral chakra. That's also for reproduction.
Okay.
That is the energy center of where you. It's orange, like it's in the belly, and it's just telling you that that's part of creating too. Is having a child. So it's saying that it's going to happen. You will be able to produce a child. So I was kind of, I was thinking about that, about kids, and then I was like, kind of second guessed myself. I wasn't sure if that matched what you're going through, but that sounds like falls into place with what you're going through. Just trust that, you know, that it's going to happen.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. I'm going to put you on the listen to the show if you want.
All right, awesome. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Next caller is 678 area code.
Goldie, how can I help you? Hello?
Okay, next caller, 845 area code.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Hi, this is Goldie. How can I help you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering if Michael will give me a job. It seems to have been asking, working up to it for a while, so I was wondering if you see it coming into fruition.
Michael, the craft store?
No, his name is Michael, the person.
Oh, okay.
The person.
Okay. So the first card says success.
Oh,
sorry, there's an echo on my phone here.
That's okay.
second card. Okay, this is perfect. The second card says abundance. So, saying that you can manifest whatever you desire in this physical reality. So that is telling me that you'll get the job.
Oh, excellent.
And the third one says self-esteem. So it says, I possess gifts of the soul that benefit me and others. So know that. Huh?
Oh, so that's awesome. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's all right. Just work on your self-esteem and your confidence.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay, the next caller is calling from the 813 area code.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, yes, my name is Nicole. Hi, yes, I'm calling about and see if, see if my husband is going to come back to me and see where I'm moving to. I have to be out by January and see if my husband's going to help me out financially when I move.
Well, I just, I can only do one question.
Okay. I was wondering if my husband's coming back.
Okay. Can you hear while I mix up the cards here?
Okay.
Card. Okay. Let me try to tune in real quick, okay? What is your husband's, what is his name? Are you comfortable sharing that?
I'm sorry, it's Michael.
Okay. Okay, I don't see him. I'm not seeing him coming back anytime soon. That doesn't necessarily mean that he never will, but right now I feel his energy is just like I'm kind of hearing no. No, I have things I need to kind of work through. I'm not exactly sure how I feel about stuff, kind of like that. Like he's just like, no.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it could change. I do have a card that says new love, so I'm feeling that you're going to meet somebody new that will spark your interest.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that it may be someone that you already know.
Okay.
Second card says, let your friends help you. Ask for and accept support from others. So that's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, just be open to, you know, to friends and family, people that you love, supporting you through this time.
Because
I think it's really crucial for you to get through this.
Mm-hmm.
And the third card says true love, that you're going to meet somebody that will be your true love, and it says, this is the romance of a lifetime.
Okay. Okay.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. But I'm saying, you said it you could be possible in the future, though, you said?
Well, yeah, I mean, anything's possible. Nothing's ever set in stone. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, readings, psychic readings really just more read the current energy and the, like, near future. But mm-hmm. anything further out, I don't really see that far ahead. So
okay.
I'm not sure. I wasn't seeing it. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, anything is possible.
Okay.
But even if you don't end up back with him, I think, because I wasn't seeing it, but
okay.
to know that somebody else will come along.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. All
Take
right,
care.
Thank you. All right. All right.
Okay, the next caller, I don't believe I've taken your call yet. 678 area.
Hello? Hi, Kathy. I was just trying to see, I'm waiting on a response from an insurance company concerning paying for damage to my house. Do you see something coming soon? What do you see?
Okay, so you're wondering if the insurance company is going to pay out for the damage on your house.
Correct.
Well, the first symbol I got a money sign, so that's telling me that they're going to... they will pay out, but it may not be as much as you had hoped for, you know? Because I saw the dollar sign, you know, cut in half. So to me, I'm thinking that means you're going to get about half of what you were hoping for.
Okay.
I'm not really getting anything else. I can try to pull a card here. See? Card, and it says, I am learning that worry doesn't change an outcome. So... keep that in mind to not let stress overtake you.
Okay.
And try to bring some balance in your life. I bring a state of perfect harmony into my world, and I do so without judgment. So just do... When you're meditating or praying, do you find that water helps to soothe you and helps you to feel balanced?
Water does soothe. Water
does
calm me. So that way,
Okay, because I was seeing like a bath, you know, like a warm bath or something like that, just to kind of balance yourself and your energy.
Okay.
But as far as the insurance company, I do see that they will pay out, but just not exactly what you expected.
Can I do a counter offer? And will that work?
I'm not sure. I'm not getting anything on that. It's a possibility. But I'm not getting anything like anything precise from spirit.
Okay.
sometimes that happens.
Okay,
sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I mean, the truth is the truth. Do you get any timing or anything around when it'll be completed, meaning money's in hand?
I'm going to pass on that one because time frames are not my specialty and I don't want to set you up for disappointment. So, but I basically that's all I'm really picking up for you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, sorry. But thank you for calling in, and I'll put you on the listen if you want.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it looks like we don't have any more callers. My little cat came here to say hello. She wants to sit on my card. If you have a cat, you know how they are. They like to get in the way. Let's see. So I only have a few minutes left for the show. So I just wanted to remind you all to check out my website. It's christianashealinghands.com, www.christianashealinghands.com, christianashealinghands.com. And you can also find me on Facebook under my life coaching page, Promise Life Coaching. That's Promise Life Coaching. All right, thank you everybody so much for calling in. And I will be on again Monday evening at 6:30. Tuesday, 6:30, and Friday at 3. Thank you. Have a blessed day.